Because of many reasons, found himself to be unpopular in Frankfurt, and in fact was driven from the community, and for a period of time was even placed into Cheirem. Not one of the happiest chapters in the history of Frankfurt am Main. And to look back at it now and see such a giant of Torah and such a gigantic personality to be so persecuted gives one pause, but the Jewish world, unfortunately, many times shoots first and asks questions later. And this is such a case. The Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Schreiber, was the disciple of Rav Nosson Adler, and he left Frankfurt, and he took a position in the what is again today the Czechoslovakian town of Eisenstadt, which means town of iron, which was a mill town, a mining town. It was one of the large communities, large Jewish community. And he was the Rav there, and he was a very great and successful Rav. Then he became the Rav in Mattersdorf. And from Mattersdorf, he came to Presburg. You have famous stories there, how he didn't want to leave the Balabatim in Mattersdorf, didn't want him to leave. At home, in our time, we rarely have that. Usually when a rabbi leaves, it's with the consent of the governed. But he was a person of such enormous personality and such great knowledge and such a good person, so that he really left them two or three times before he could really leave. And finally, he came to Presburg, which was the main, which was the second city in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, after Vienna, and later Budapest. Those three cities would be the main cities in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And the Chassam Sofer was a man of great intellect. He was a man who knew and spoke and wrote German very well. He was a person who had great worldly knowledge, and he was the most determined foe of reform that existed in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In fact, he single-handedly turned the tide against it. He had a famous slogan, which is a paraphrase of a Talmudic phrase. The slogan is Chodosh Osur Min HaTorah. The word Chodosh, as used in the Talmud, has a specific meaning. There's a special halacha that we have that the grain that is harvested after Pesach, the grain that was harvested before Pesach could not be eaten until the korban of the Omer was brought on Pesach. And that was called Chodosh. It was the new wheat. The new wheat could not be eaten until the sacrifice of the Omer was brought. And the old wheat was called Yoshon, old wheat. So that's when the Talmud said the phrase Chodosh Osur Min HaTorah, they meant to say that there is a prohibition against the use of new wheat. But he used it as his slogan to give his viewpoint of how he was going to fight the reform. And his viewpoint was Chodosh Osur Min HaTorah. He was not going to make any accommodations. There was going to be nothing new.